Hello and welcome to my How To Life broadcast. So today I'm going to be going into the actual basis of a hard money loan, actually, and how you can break into real estate with a hard money loan, calling the BRRR strategy. It's B-R-R-R. I think it's like four R's. So how you start out on the BRRRR strategy, it's buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and then repeat. So this way you can get into real estate, get 3 or 4 properties per year. And that way you can 4x, 5x your growth so you can retire early. So to break it down a little bit, to buy the house, everybody has a struggle because you have to do the 20%. Traditional lenders are crazy when it comes to the requirements to get a loan. So one of the biggest things you'll need for the requirements is some skin in the game. And I know that a lot of people have struggled with this, with the skin in the game. But if you're able to come up with the money, it should be pretty easy after that. One of the biggest things that helps you out right now is that tax season's right now, right around the corner. And that'll help you guys a lot to be able to break into the real estate market if you're actually going to take action and want to go forward with that. So there's this hard money lender called Do Hard Money. They let you actually get hard money loans right now with 0% down. I think you have to pay for the appraisal, which is $650, but you only have to pay for the appraisal, and they will fund your entire, or I think it's 75% of the after repair value of the home, which is freaking amazing. So if you look at a house and it's for sale for $35,000, needs $20,000 to fix up, so that's $55,000. But after you're done, it's going to be worth, you know, $120,000. That's well over the 75% of the after repair value. They're going to give you, you know, $90,000-$100,000. So that way it'll fund your deal 100%. You're going to have some equity to be able to do more rehab, and if there's any scares or anything that comes up out of the blue. And once you get that hard money loan, then next you would go to the rehab portion. You'd rehab the house. Obviously, you'd get all your expenses, hire a contractor, get them to work on the property. And that should take a couple months. And then the next thing on these loans, you'll be paying interest only. They're higher interest rates because it's a bigger risk, but they don't check anything as in job wise. They don't check how much assets you have. They don't check anything to do with your personal stuff, except I think they check your credit. You have to have a minimum of 620, 640 credit. And I go into a video on episode 1 of my series on how you can even bump up to the 640 credit really fast anyway. But they don't look at anything personally for what you need to do. But what they do like to see is if you have experience in real estate. So if you have experience in real estate, this will help you a lot more. So next after rehab, you would then go to the rent phase. You'll find some tenants. You'll pre-screen tenants. You'll actually do background checks, credit checks, all that jazz. So that way you guys can get some good tenants in there, good paying tenants, so they can pay you while after you're done with the renovation. After you show that you have good paying tenants and that it's actually making income after the year ends, those hard money lenders are going to tell you, hey, you owe me that all that money that I loaned you in 12 months, which is pretty crazy. So don't freak out yet. So then you take your credit score, and I do have a trick in episode 1 where I let you know what's the trick. And then you get a cash out refinance with a bank, and they will cash out refinance 80% of the loan to value ratio. So you'll be able to pay off your home, get equity out, pull equity out, and be able to reinvest into another property with that cash out refinance. And you just got a paid off house with a loan and a rental property right there with a tenant already in it, and you got more money in your pocket, so that way you can go to the next one. If you have any questions, feel free to comment below, share this, and I have a YouTube channel which is currently under review. It's Trevor Rice on YouTube, and thanks.